We continue with Surah Sad, and we're looking at the verses 65 onwards. These verses contain the message of Tawheed and Risala. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Risala, the prophethood of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are five attributes of Allah that is outlined in these verses. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Qul, say, Allah commands Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say to the masses, Innama ana mundhir, I am but a warner. I will not force anyone to believe. Me Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my capacity is a warner. I cannot compel you, I cannot force you, I cannot oblige you. وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارِ And there is none worthy of worship except Allah, the One, the Omnipotent. Allah has supreme control over the entire universe. And everything happens only by His decree. So two qualities of Allah mentioned. He is one, that is one. Al-Qahhar, number two, He is Omnipotent. Furthermore, the third quality, who is Allah? رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا The Rabb of the heavens, the earth, and whatever is between the heavens and the earth. Considering that, it's sheer foolishness to worship any being other than Allah. It should also be understood, Allah is, and the fourth quality, Al-Aziz, He is the Mighty. Meaning that Allah possesses the power and the might to ensure that people are accountable for the evil they perpetrate. However they choose to repent, then Allah is, and the fifth quality is, Al-Ghaffar, He is the most forgiving. After mentioning Allah Rabbul Izzah's five attributes, Allah Rabbul Izzah then continues to mention the prophethood, Risala of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he says, Allah tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say, tell them, Huwa Naba'un Azim. Say, O Muhammad, this news that I've brought to you about my messengership, it is a vital message to which you people, antum anhum mu'ridun, you are averse to it. You are averse to it, you are turning away from it. You do not pay heed to it. My responsibility is to convey this to you, and what the outcome is, I have no control over that. مَا كَانَ لِيَ مِنْ إِلْمٍ بِالْمَلَئِ الْأَعْلَىٰ إِذْ يَخْتَصِمُونَ Allah instructs Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to tell them that, I have no way to access the knowledge of the lofty angels when they discuss. Therefore, how am I able to tell you things that you want of the unseen? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had no association with the Ahlul Kitab from whom he could have gleaned the knowledge of bygone nations. He was able to give account accurate of the past events. So it's obvious that the only source of knowledge that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had was divine knowledge. And if it were not for divine knowledge, a human being would not be able to inform others about incidents like the creation of Sayyidina Adam, the fact that Iblis refused to prostrate to him, the discussion between Allah Rabbul Izzah and the angels, that is detailed in Surah Baqarah, the details concerning the creation of Sayyidina Adam, when Allah Rabbul Izzah said, إِذْ قَالَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ that I placed inni ja'idun fil ardi khalifa, I'm making a viceroy on earth, and the angels asked certain questions which Allah answered by demonstrating to them, said that Adam was superior in knowledge to them. It was then that they admitted to Allah, nahnu nusabbihu, they said, subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim, we proclaim your purity, we possess only knowledge that you have given us. The fact is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had no relation with the people of the book. And yet he is narrating this. So there was two possibilities. One is that he got this knowledge from other books. He read it up himself. Or Allah had revealed it. He had no relation with the people of the book, nor did he read. He was unable to read. So it leaves you with the end result that this knowledge that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had propagated, that he had shared, had come directly from Allah Rabbul Izzah. And it is for that reason that he states it very clearly and unequivocally that he is the messenger of Allah. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ إِلَّا أَنَّمَا أَنَا النَّذِيرُ مُبِينَ That a revelation has been sent that I am a clear warner. This makes me it makes it clear that the duty of the messenger was to convey the message. He was not to change people or to force people. That is not within his capacity. He cannot do that. He can only do what is in within his capacity. We've touched very briefly now, a few moments ago, on the subject of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The creation of Sayyidina Adam, the refusal of Iblis to prostrate, and that has been narrated in Surah Baqarah, in Surah Araf, in Surah Hijr, in Surah Isra. And Allah now once again draws our attention to that incident. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّنْ طِينٍ. Verily, Allah announced that I am creating a human being from clay. إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا, a human being from clay. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي. Allah Rabbul Izzah then says that when I have perfected him and blown my spirit into him, then every one of you should prostrate. Allah used the word bashar to refer to a human being. Literally, the word bashar refers to something having skin that is not covered with hair. And animals also have skin, but their skin is covered with hair. Besides the head and the chin of men, the rest of the human body is free of thick hair. Whereas wherever else such hair grows, the Sharia is instructed that it may be removed. Of course, it is wajib for men to grow the beard. However, when people return to Jannah, men will not have beards, thereby fully expressing the nature of Bashar. Allah Rabbul Izzah says that I have created man from clay. And Allah Rabbul Izzah then instructed man that the angels to make sajda. And the fact that the verse and various verses describe the various stages of the creation of Adam alayhi salam. Initially, sand was gathered from various parts of the world. Water was then mixed with the sand, turning it into clay. Then this clay was left until it began to decompose and become dark in color. Thereafter, the mold of Sayyidina Adam was cast with it. And when the mold set and dried, became like pottery clay that had a type of a sound. Salsali min hamay masnoon. It had some sort of a sound. You know, when you knock clay, it has a sound to it. These are the various references that are mentioned in various verses of the Quran. فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. Every one of the angels fell prostrate to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ. The angels prostrated all of them together, except one wretched soul, إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. Except him, استكبر وكان من الكافرين. He disobeyed, and he refused, was haughty, and was from amongst the disbelievers. When Iblis refused to prostrate, Allah Rabbul Izzah asked him, قَالَ يَا إِبْلِيسُ, O Iblis, مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيَّ. O Iblis, what has prevented you from making sajda to that which I have created with my own hands? أَسْتَكْبَرْتَ أَمْ كُنْتَ مِنَ الْعَالِينَ. Have you become proud, or are you on a higher rank? That what is it that has brought you to this position? Why is it that you do not want to make sajda? And all of I mentioned that Allah Rabbul Izzah says that لِمَا خَلَقْتُ بِيَدَيَّ, what I created with my own hands. And this is a metaphorical interpretation, because Allah is not dependent on physical limbs. Whenever importance is attached to something, a person will say, I did this on my own. I can't do it with someone else. You know what I mean? It's, you generally do things on your own. So it's just an interpretation of it. And some others mention that it's inappropriate to tender a metaphorical interpretation. They maintain that my own hands refers to whatever Allah intends and is most befitting to the status and the grandeur of Allah. It's merely our duty to believe that. The same is when we say that Allah blew His spirit into it. What is the best interpretation? They say that we merely believe in it. Some of the ulama, others say, they stated that this phrase refers to instilling a soul into Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Iblis had the audacity, can you believe it? He had the audacity to go ahead and explain, and he said, أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ, I'm better than him. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. You've created me from fire while you've created him from clay. You've created me from fire and you've created him from clay. And that is why there is a difference in this. Now that is what Iblis put forth as his argument in with regards to the why he felt it was beyond his dignity to actually make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Rabbul Izzah then said to Iblis, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ, that get away from here, for you are certainly accursed. He was then removed. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَةِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, and upon you is my curse till the day of Qiyamah. So Shaitan was a curse because of his evil actions, and the curse will remain with him till the day of Qiyamah. There will be the curse that will remain with Iblis. So he was kicked out. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَةِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, Allah Rabbul Izzah said, my curse will remain with you till the day of Qiyamah. He then made a certain request, and he asked Allah Rabbul Izzah for respite. He said, رَبِّ أَنذِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. He asked Allah, and he said that, O Allah, grant me respite until the day when you resurrect mankind. Until that particular day, فَأَنذِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Allah Rabbul Izzah then granted him certain respite, and we will discuss the respite that Allah Rabbul Izzah had granted to Iblis. And that brings us up to verse number 78 of Surah Sad, and there's just a few verses that remain before the end of the Surah.